Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hi.
Hi, Desi.
Well, our top story, and we've known about this for a few days, because when I saw it, I said, this is our top story.
Yeah.
Someone just took a dump. This is the headline from Bleeding Cool. Someone just took a dump on the show floor of New York Comic Con. So this is the kind of investigative journalism I'm 100% behind and think we should fully fund. Because I need to know.
Yeah.
So according to the article, earlier this evening, being Friday, at New York Comic Con, someone took a dump on the show floor. As reported to Bleeding Cool, the offending feces was found on the pathway, leaving the autograph session area on the New York City Comic Con show floor. It was left there by someone who clearly did not have enough time to get where they needed to go and needed to go. I like how they're like, it's clearly, that's clearly what happened. This person asked their source for a photo of the poo, but was told, I'll be honest, I almost took a photo, but then I realized I would have a picture of that on my phone and I could not do it.
This is, I relate to this person.
Yeah, you think about it.
You think you're like, should I take a picture of evidence? And then no, I agree. I wouldn't want that on my phone.
Yes. So they did have an area where they were cleaning it up and it was not very interesting. They had one of the area. They did some decontamination stuff there, but that's about it. This is a story. When it dropped, I was very intrigued. Because we've covered some stories where there's been a mysterious poop, haven't we?
Yes.
A few times.
Yes, we have. We have a whole Patreon.
Is that all?
It's not all mysterious. It's not all mysterious dumpers, but one of the most famous stories we covered occurred at a nightclub in which someone took a shit on the dance floor and everybody fled.
Yes. And I think we discussed a podcast where someone took a shit on someone's dance floor at their wedding.
Yes.
And that was an in-depth investigative report.
This is an epidemic in this country and abroad, clearly, where people are taking mysterious dumps places, and it's unacceptable.
Well, I have an update. So according to Bleeding Cool, yesterday's pooper scoop by Bleeding Cool regarding a certain amount of fecal matter that had to be removed from New York Comic Con somewhere between the celebrity autograph area and the main New York comedy, what's it called? Comic Con show floor caused considerable comment yesterday. Bleeding Cool didn't have any photos of the offending feces, but if you wanted to see for yourself, you could click through to this tweet. I'm not going to click it. Someone made a tweet of the poop. So this guy's name is Eric Nagel. He tweeted the poop and he reported from the front line. He said, a Comic-Con first. Apparently the lines were so long at the autograph area, someone actually shit themselves.
So he thinks that that's the reason why it wasn't like
so he started this whole kerfuffle. I heard some screams and then the smell came around. The smell came around. I walked over to see security blocking the area. I wish I saw it happen. Okay, Eric. Eric's like, I want to film it. And what costume they were wearing.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
That is a great point because it does make a difference. What costume was this person wearing when they did this disgusting act?
Right. But according to Bleeding Cool, not so fast. As jokes came at a rapid speed, people asking themselves what happened, wondering about the cosplay, etc. It looks like this was just the first draft of history, and a second draft was on the way.
What?
Galileo 908 posted to Twitter, if that was in the autograph area, I can confirm that a dog did that. I saw them cleaning it up.
Oh.
why we're all disappointed that a human being didn't shit, but we are.
I am disappointed, even though this is disgusting. I was horrified by the headline, but it does kind of deflate this story that it was just a dog, because dogs do that.
Well, I guess if it's a service dog, you can bring it into Comic-Con probably. But those dogs usually don't shit in places like that.
No, they're very professional. Did the dog have a costume on? Was the dog dressed up?
It doesn't say. Galileo, unfortunately, never answered the questions we have about the issues. I don't see. Apparently, they didn't bring plastic bags. They said that's not just for keeping your comic books in.
I mean, that is still.
You got to clean up.
That is still really upsetting that this person's dog took a shit and they didn't clean it up.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful. And I don't want to blame a service dog, because I think that those dogs are very well trained.
They're professionals.
And they would not shit on the... They're just not going to shit. They're going to indicate, like, hey, take me outside, dude.
Yeah.
So anyway, glad that we solved that, or they solved it. Look, I saw another poop story, so I'm like, let's just go.
Desi...
Wow. Giraffe feces has been seized by U.S. Customs at Minnesota Airport.
I saw this.
Federal custom agents
poo-pooed
the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post.
Gross.
Federal custom agents poo-pooed the plans of an Iowa woman who wanted to make jewelry from giraffe feces. So she packed it up on her trip to Kenya and brought it back to the U.S.
I don't like when people make jewelry out of gross stuff. This is like, I feel the same way about when people make stuff out of cat hair. It's that you need to throw that away.
She declared the small box of feces when she had her belongings inspected at the airport. Imagine declaring that. That's got to be a low point.
This is upsetting.
She was not identified. She told officials she planned to use the feces to make a necklace, as she had done in the past with moose poop. I'm just picturing this woman.
That does not help your case.
Look, I'm making a necklace. I've done it before with moose poop. I'm just like picturing her making these excuses, and they're like, ma'am, please keep quiet.
Who's buying these necklaces?
No idea.
Is she selling them?
Is it for herself?
Is she gifting them to people?
Now, giraffe poop can be brought back to the U.S. with proper permits and inspections, but this woman did not have them. She will not face sanctions for trying to bring this shit into the country, however. But there is a danger to bringing shit into the U.S.
It's a biohazard.
According to the customs people, including lots of, fucking biohazard shit. So yeah, don't do that. I want to see this shit.
No.
Oh, it's really, oh my God. It looks like a bunch of meatballs.
Ew. Ew.
Doesn't it look like meatballs?
This lady is
Why
sick.
Would you bring, where did you get this? She's got a shell.
Did she like?
And like 15 meatball sized like nugs of shit.
Where did she get this from?
Kenya.
I know, oh. But like, did she, was she going on safari and she was like hopping out of the little Jeep Wrangler and picking up poop?
Yeah, because it's not like she's like, I thought they were rocks. It was like a mistake, you know?
Right.
She thought it was like some kind of volcanic rock or something stupid.
This is sick.
Yeah. So don't do that, guys.
I don't like this.
It's bad. Someone just took... Oh, no. That's the shit story. Oh. Okay. Here's a good story for you. A woman had sex with a ghost for 20 years, but broke up with him when she saw his face.
Uh-oh. Poor guy. Poor
that
guy.
Is so insane. This is from Express UK.
Wow. Well, we know they're
so
legit.
It's very accurate. A woman has claimed she had intimate encounters with a ghost for over two decades, but she ended things due to his appearance. This is so mean.
You build a relationship with someone and you form a bond, you sleep with them, you get to know them, and then you see their face and you decide all of a sudden that that decades-long relationship needs to be thrown in the trash. I think this is a very sad story.
Right. This woman's name is Paula Flores. She is from Colombia. She claimed that the ghostly appearance came every night while she slept and began when she was very young. She recounted the paranormal encounters to some broadcast in Colombia on their state-run channel. The woman said the ghost always made the first move, but she ended up falling in love with him, which led to their prolonged affair. She claimed, "One day I was lying down when I felt a hand move from my feet to my chest. It was strange. I was scared. From that moment on, he started coming to me like a spirit to have sex with me. But everything changed the day Paola finally saw her lover's face, which prompted her to make a final decision on their relationship. She said, he was a very big man, but the day I caught a glimpse of him, he had fangs and a face of a gargoyle." Was she fucking an evil entity?
Is that what she's suspecting?
Hold on, I have to accept the cookies.
Just be...
I hate when that pops up mid-article. It's like, can you not?
Just because he has fangs and the face of a gargoyle doesn't mean he's not a good person. We don't know. Because they've had this relationship and he hasn't hurt her thus far.
She said, "The last time I saw his face was when I didn't want to continue."
Uh-oh.
A psychologist weighed in on this story, and a parapsychologist gave a different perspective on the subject. She said, oh my God, why does this article keep jumping around? I'm going to kill it. She said, Paola's case is not at all common. In fact, demonic cases are extremely isolated. An incubus is a demonic entity. It is a lower astral entity. And we describe all those that look like maggots as low vibrationals. He added, they specialize in grabbing people and taking their energy. Okay.
Well, that says that has to do with the ghost character. I want an explanation for why this ghost decided to reveal its face to this woman after 20
years. I think he finally trusted her.
Yeah, and then he got rejected.
Also, maybe he is a demon, but he's misunderstood, and he's like, I'm not like other demons, but once you see me, you're not going to see who I am inside.
Exactly.
You're going to see my gargoyle fangs.
She's
like, no.
Been getting her pussy eaten and her back broken by this ghost for 20 years. He's given it to her so good, and suddenly she's just not that into him.
Well, why not look at him early on if that's a concern?
If you're, and I understand that. When you don't have physical attraction to someone, that's fine. You shouldn't fuck them if you don't want to because you don't think they're attractive to you.
I
just think she should have asked him up front if that was going to be a big problem.
Hey, are you
evil? Are you hot?
Are you hot?
Because if you're evil but you're hot, maybe I'll make an exception.
Exactly. Because I think there's some hot demons.
There's plenty of hot demons. Desi has a crush on that the devil from the deviled ham.
Absolutely.
Container.
The Hormel
devil.
He's fun. He's a fun guy. You can tell by the little drawing. He's like, hey, I'm just in here for some mischief. He's a mischievous little guy.
Yeah.
Our last story, this is just a headline I saw this morning that made me laugh. Robert De Niro, 80, admits girlfriend Tiffany Chen, 45, does the heavy lifting with baby. It's like, sir, no one thought you were raising this baby that you just had at the age of 80, a newborn.
Ugh.
Why is he doing this?
Anyway, I know this story is like a week old already, but can we just please touch on the woman who ate 48 oysters?
Oh, yeah. I actually meant to get that. I think she's a queen. I would never eat that many oysters. But the idea that she went on a date...
Let's just get back up. Let me just give a little bit of backstory. I guess about a week ago, or I don't know, a few days ago on Twitter, somebody's TikTok went viral. And I really deeply apologize for not pulling this article up to properly credit the woman who filmed this. But she basically filmed herself on a first date from her point of view, and during the first date, she ordered 48 oysters and ate them all to herself on the date. And then she stacked all the plates up.
So there was some kind of special going on.
It was like 12, it was like a dozen oysters for like $15 or something at this restaurant in Atlanta. And she stacked up all the plates. She's filming this date the whole time. And then as soon as she was done eating the oysters, then she ordered like crab cakes and some other items. And it caused a big stir online because people were like, 48 oysters is insane. And I agree. Eating that many oysters is crazy. But like you said, I do have a little bit of respect for her just because it's so out of pocket.
She is living her best life in this TikTok because she's proudly eating all these oysters. They're on special. This guy invited her out for a drink. Okay, let's also say that.
I mean, he invited her for a drink. That's the other outrageous part of the story is that this guy invited her out. She had four lemon drops. Yes. She had four lemon drops. I love the comments that were like, I know her pussy's vibrating right now. Because she ate all those oysters and she drank four lemon drops. This, and somebody commented, they're like, he should have seen this through.
How do you not?
He should have seen this through because the TikTok video ended with the guy. She's like, the guy just left me with the bill. Like, he just got up and left. Like, he went to the bathroom. He didn't come back.
Right. So the place is called, I got an article. It is called, her account is called Shade Room. The restaurant was called...
No, Shade Room is the account that...
posted it? Oh, user, what's her name? Equina with like three A's. That's her account name. So this is Fontaine's Oysters House. She says these are the best fucking oysters in Atlanta. She talks about meeting this man for a drink. He's been trying to take her out for a long time. They have a Tuesday special, a dozen oysters for $15. So this is 60 bucks right there.
Yeah.
Just the four dozen oysters, even if it's a deal, that's a lot of money. These are really close-up shots too. As you said, the waiter never takes the plates away. So they just keep stacking like the four plates of oysters. And those are kind of icy, you know, messy plates.
Somebody commented or somebody reported later that this woman requested that the waiter leave the plates. Like, because someone was like, why were those plates just stacking up? No one was coming by to clear the plates. And she's like, no, leave them. I want them in the shot. I want everyone to see how many oysters I ate.
I love it even more.
The other really noticeable thing about this woman's TikTok video is that the slurping sounds that she's like, as she's slurping these oysters down, it is just like so loud. It is like slurps on stereo.
No, she had, after the oysters, she had two crab cakes and potatoes. And as you mentioned, the three lemon drops or four lemon drops.
I guess it's questionable.
People have different numbers. Whatever the number, like you said, the guy went to the bathroom at some point and left. That is crazy. You're right. The slurping was wild. And people were commenting on the slurping. And one of our friends on Twitter, she was like saying something about it. And someone's like, that's part of eating an oyster. You want to taste the seawater and slurp it all up.
It's true.
It's true, but it's kind of like, just stay out of this. You know, that's not what, she's making a joke. It was one of those comments.
Oh,
it's like,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We all know. Come on, guy.
Right.
Move on.
But
yeah, the slurping was so extra. I loved watching her get her little oysters all fixed up. She did it for every plate. We see her squeezing the lemon and putting her hot sauce and like whatever else she did. I just loved, I truly loved that TikTok. And I came to it kind of late. So I only saw the people upset about it. And then when I watched it, I was instantly like, this is amazing. I love her. This is queen shit. Like
I kept going through all the tweets, like the quote tweets about this TikTok video. I was laughing so hard. There was one that was like so disgusting, but it didn't even make sense. But it also was so funny. This person was like, I know her bathroom's like SeaWorld right now.
I have to say, I'm not like an oyster lover. So for me, 12 would be a huge amount. But if you love them, I guess maybe does no one else eat that many? Is that like a huge number?
It is a huge number, Desi.
Okay, but I worked in a seafood restaurant before and people used to pound oysters like that all the time.
Maybe I just don't I think oysters are fine. They're not like my favorite food. I happen to love like barbecued oysters. We've talked about this before, but I can't see myself eating more than like four or five.
But you don't love raw oysters.
I don't love them, but I like them.
I know, but you would never eat that many because she loves raw oysters. I'm okay. just saying it's different.
So if this was tempura shrimp, if this was tempura shrimp, I could I see myself eating 48? Yes.
Exactly.
Have I ordered a 2.5 pound lobster before and eaten the whole thing and sucked out every single morsel of meat in the legs? Yes.
I agree. And I think because of my experience working in a seafood restaurant where there was an all-you-could-eat option.
Oh, my God.
I've seen people eat a disgusting amount of oysters. Yeah. I don't like raw oysters in that way. So I would never have more than a few. Like,
right.
Even if they were free. Like, it's not a cost thing. Like, I don't want that many.
Yeah, I like a few.
I like a few.
I like having a few.
But people freaking love them. And I think there's something about getting a deal where you're like, this is expensive. I'm going to eat so many.
I respect that.
So I do respect her, even though it is not what I would binge eat. There are things that I would probably disgust people with myself. Yeah. And I think you're right, though. It's oysters in particular, I think, is what elevated it to a sort of trending topic.
Because you don't think about oysters being something you binge eat.
Just, it's a lot of work, first of all, right? You're not just throwing fried shrimp in your mouth. You are dressing each single oyster. You have to like slurp them all down. Like it's some effort, I think.
Kind of. I don't know. It would be more effort if it was like crab legs and you're cracking all those.
That's true. I could eat a lot of those, I think.
Yeah, I could definitely eat a lot of crab legs.
Anyway, I think she's truly having the time of her life. She ends up paying for the bill. So that guy didn't have to get stuck with it. Right.
Yeah.
So she didn't like just stick him with the bell.
Audacity of this woman going on this first date. And it is so over the top to be like, hey, I'm going to film this first date for our TikTok.
I mean, there's so much about it that in normal circumstances, I'd be like, that's rude. But no. For her, I don't know. She's so joyful about it. she truly is like, this is the greatest day of my life that I can't help but be her fan.
I am definitely more a fan of her than I'm not a fan of her. Like, I definitely, like you said, you'd think that it would be something I'd be like, that is so rude.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. I can't be mad at it.
Every once in a while you do remember he's sitting across from her during a lot of this and what he must be fucking thinking.
I need his to hear his story. I need to hear his point of view. I want to hear his side of what happened, and I want to hear what he was thinking.
Wouldn't it be great if he had his own TikTok from the other side of the table?
I need that.
I need it. I haven't wanted this like much of a response since like Roxanne's Revenge. Like,
I desperately need this.
Yeah. We need to hear the other side.
I need to hear the other side of the table.
Me too.
I'm so curious. Maybe this guy is like hiding. I mean, I haven't like been super online. I just don't know.
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen a response from him.
But he doesn't come off bad in this. So there's no reason for him not to say, yeah, that was crazy. Like, right. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't come off like a dick. Like,
no, because we don't even see his face.
We don't see his face. I don't think he did anything wrong by just leaving at some point because, yeah, I mean, it is rude to go on a date and someone's filming a TikTok the whole time.
The like, whole time.
Like, that is worthy of leaving the date for, in my opinion.
Right.
That doesn't mean I don't love her for it, but I definitely can see his side for sure.
Like, I have such complicated feelings for this woman.
I know. I do too. But she's just so, you've never seen a more joyous woman.
She's
I haven't in
so
a while.
Happy about eating oysters.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway.
So glad you remembered to bring it up.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a break.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm the queen of starting a free trial offer and forgetting to cancel it, oftentimes being charged for months for something I'm not even using. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. It's definitely saved me money, and now I can use that money to waste on things I do want. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've had a really stressful year with work and family stuff, and I know I'm not alone when I say I tend to push that stress down in order to get what I need done, and that only makes things worse. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. In the past, therapy has helped me navigate many situations, from helping me to set boundaries to just becoming the best version of myself. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that it's entirely online, so it's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HCS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HCS.
Desi, what did you listen to this week?
Well, I was trying to look at my list of podcasts to see if there was anything new. I don't think I have anything new. Just the things we discussed last week, which I haven't even listened to as far as the Spooky Story podcast go.
Desi, you got to get on it.
I had some last week, some podcast recs.
No, I mean, you got to listen to my recommendations so we can talk about it.
I haven't because I haven't been in the mood.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to sit down and focus on a scary story one. I can't just clean while I'm listening to it necessarily.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Love it. I love getting scared while I'm doing the dishes.
I just feel like my attention won't be 100%, and I have to pay attention more to that one than like a recap show. That's me.
Oh.
I get distracted.
I get in the zone.
Yeah. I
get in the zone.
I think I have specific things I listen to for specific times.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I already talked about on Patreon my experience listening to Jim Harold's Campfire for the first time. So if you want to hear my thoughts on that, patreon.com/Hollywood Crime Scene, after show number 81.
Yeah.
After show number 81.
There's a lot going on.
Kind of a essential listen for the Halloween month. In my opinion, because we discuss our new business enterprise.
Yeah. You got to check it out.
So at the $5 tier, you can get access to all of our after shows and all of our other bonus episodes.
Right.
One thing I was thinking about as we were leaving the gym today was a Patreon episode we did like 4 years ago about haunted fast food restaurants.
Oh, right.
One of my favorite episodes.
Yes. Do we have two?
We might have.
We might have two
haunted fast food, but that's.
Yeah.
Go listen to that.
You can search for it.
If you haven't listened to that already, you can find
it. It should be a holiday tradition to re-listen.
It's an essential Halloween listen for Hollywood Crime Scene fans.
Yes, absolutely.
In my opinion.
Yep. Did you listen to anything else? new?
No, I've just been like binging ghost stories.
Oh, wow.
And scary stuff. Like that's my entire mode right now. I only want to listen to stuff being haunted or cursed or scary people, weird stuff happening.
Yeah, I need to listen to some of that. I'm just not in the spirit.
You're not in the Halloween spirit?
No.
I got my cinnamon broom at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I mean, that's helping a little.
It's helping. Is that helping you get in the holiday spirit?
A little cinnamony.
Do you know what else I did? I got some Halloween sprinkles because I'm going to make cookies this week.
Ooh, like sugar cookies?
Yeah, I'm going to make sugar cookies and do some frost. Look, my frosting decorations, my icing, it's not going to be super professional. That's why I got the sprinkles to compensate for that.
You just cover up your mistakes.
Yeah, they're going to be abstract.
Mm.
They're abstract Halloween cookies.
Yes.
But they're going to taste delicious and be in the spirit. I'm fully in the Halloween spirit right now.
Okay.
So I got my pumpkins. I got my fantasy pumpkins on my walkway.
Yep. Well, you got a nice warty one.
Did you like the warty one I got?
There's some real warty ones this year, I've noticed.
I know. There's one at Trader Joe's right now. Someone probably already bought it. It is just covered in warts.
It's such
the whole thing is warts.
No, I saw one that was literally like three quarters green warts everywhere.
I love the warty pumpkins. I got one that's like half warty.
Okay. I should do a... I'm going to be doing another bake sale at the Rescue in 2 weeks. So I'm going to make pumpkin cupcakes with a cute little pumpkin on them. And I want to make something Halloween-y. So I'm looking at recipes to make something cute. So maybe we can post some Halloween stuff on our Discord.
What we make?
Yeah. Or we can get people. Well,
they're going to be pretty.
Make them pretty.
They're going to be abstract, but pretty.
Yeah. So we should encourage other people to post some Halloween stuff, on like desserts.
Can people do that on Patreon?
No, on Discord.
Oh, in our Discord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we should do that.
Which you can join if you join our Patreon. Because I think that would be cute to see what everyone does.
Yeah.
I want to see some.
I want some inspiration.
Yeah, so I am looking for other options of some kind of cute Halloween themed. I mean, I follow a lot of cookie decorating, but those are always really difficult. I like the people who do cookie decorating where it's like all circles and then they have five designs for the circles. Have you seen those before? So you cut out all circle cookies and then they'll have like a spider web, a pumpkin. So they do like five different designs on a circle cookie. So you're only cutting out one type of shape, and then they're really cute. Or like a mummy, like they'll do all different kinds of designs. This one woman I know that I follow always does that.
I'm doing all cats.
Are those the ones I got you last year? Oh, that was for Christmas.
The cat cookie cutters.
Yeah. I mean, you could do Halloweens with those.
Yeah, because like those are the Halloween cookie cutters that I have.
I have some. I got like a bat.
Yeah.
I got a graveyard, a tombstone.
A tombstone.
Yeah. I think I got a, I would like a witch hat.
I'd like a witch hat.
That would be cute.
A witch hat would be cute. I'd like a ghost.
Oh, I think I have a ghost.
I just know I have some cat cookie cutters. So that's what's going to happen this week.
Yeah.
As soon as my sprinkles arrive in the mail.
Ooh.
I ordered some, I got some sprinkles from Cake Boss. Oh, no, not Cake Boss. Man versus Cakes. Man versus, do you know man, that guy, Man versus Cakes? I got some of his sprinkles. And then I got some like plain orange and plain black ones that are like sanding sugar.
Oh, nice.
I like sanding sugar because it adds like a nice little sparkle.
Oh, yeah. To the cookies. Super sparkly. Okay. Now I'm like going to make some Halloween cookies. That sounds fun. I love decorating cookies. We got to take that class together.
Yeah. I would like to get a little more professional about it, but these are going to taste good and that's what's important. And they'll look cute enough. I did want to make some kind of other Halloween/fall type of dessert.
Ugh, I almost sent you this because I saw a recipe from this Instagram cook I really love. She made like a butternut squash lasagna.
Ooh.
But it actually looked really good because it had like sausage in it. I don't know. It just looked so fucking good. When she was like cooking up the butternut squash cubes and like butter.
Yeah.
Before she put it in the, oh my God, I was like, fuck.
Is it Millie Paratree?
No, it's not Millie Paratree. It's called The Original Dish. I think she's like an ex, what's that restaurant in Berkeley?
Chez Panisse?
Chez Panisse. She's an ex Chez Panisse girl.
Ooh.
So her recipes are all very, organic fruits and vegetable, like a lot of vegetables, which I'm always kind of like, yay, I need ways to cook vegetables.
Yeah.
But she has meat obviously too, but her recipes are always like so yummy. And the squash lasagna looked fucking good. And I was just like I'm not typically like, oh, pumpkin this and butter. I hate a lot of those recipes can be like not good for me.
Well, because you don't need to put pumpkin in everything.
Right. But this one actually looked really good.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, shit, I need to make lasagna. Also, she did like the noodles that are just kind of like the sheets of lasagna where you can't make it and it's just kind of torn. It's not like layered in any serious way.
I love those, the sheets where they're not cooked. The not cooked sheets.
Yeah, the raw
sheets.
Yeah, and they're really thin.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what I used
fucking good.
When I made my spinach lasagna. And
yeah.
It was so fucking good.
But it's nice to put them through your pasta maker and it doesn't matter about cutting them right. You're just making some thin sheets. And
oh, you put them through your pasta maker?
Well, I've made homemade sheets, yes.
Oh, your own homemade sheets.
Yes, but it's so easy to do with just that kind of lasagna sheets.
Yes.
Because it's just like you don't have to put the fettuccine cutter on and make them all nice. Like it's
right.
just literally like these thin sheets that don't even have to be perfect squares. Like,
yeah,
I love it. So yeah, maybe I'll try to make that recipe at some point.
I don't know if you saw this, but this is really sad news. Nacho Flay died.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I just saw it today.
No.
Bobby Flay posted it today on his Instagram
story.
Okay,
I'm upset right now.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Dude.
I'm really sorry.
What the hell?
I'm really sorry, but I've like been sad about it today.
What happened?
I don't know, but he made a post on his Instagram and I feel so bad for him.
I'm like going to cry.
I know you're turning red right now and I feel really bad.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Should I have not told you on the show?
Well, I mean, it's too late now.
I'm really sorry.
Oh my God.
Because when you were talking about butternut squash, I was like, oh, that's the same color as nacho.
That's so sad. He loves that cat.
He said as much. He's like, you know, everyone knows this cat's like my son, basically. Like,
oh,
this is
God.
Family. And he says, I feel like Nacho was kind of everybody's cat.
Oh my God.
And he said that he'll live on through his Made by Nacho line of cat food.
Aww.
I just feel so, it was
this
so
is
sad.
So sad.
I know.
Because he wasn't even sick as far as we knew.
We didn't know anything. It just seemed so sudden. He's had Nacho forever.
What was Nacho's age?
I have no idea.
Okay. Oh, but poor Stella.
Poor
too.
Stella, Nacho's sister Stella, who's also a Maine Coon.
But we will be getting a cute Maine Coon kitten probably soon on a bright note because he'll probably get another cat.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will.
I can't believe it.
That's so sad.
Oh my God.
So
I did not see that.
Rest in peace, Nacho Flay. I felt like we had to because we've talked about Nacho so much on this show.
Absolutely. What a king.
Nacho was such a king.
Ugh.
I was just so sad when I saw that post this morning.
No, I need to like immediately look it up. Oh my God. Well, I mean, do we have a brighter note to end?
We got to talk about something else for like, because we got some more time. We have to talk about something else.
Okay.
Before
what
we
else
end.
Do we got?
I had some really bad pasta last night.
Ooh. Did you make it? Sorry, did you go somewhere? Or did you
no,
make it?
I went somewhere. I had late night dinner last night. I was out and about and then I was starving. And so I needed someplace to go late night. So I went to Bottega Louie downtown.
Oh my God.
And I ordered the pomodoro with two meatballs. The meatballs were very good. And I haven't been to Bottega Louie in forever, but it was like open late. And like I wanted spaghetti and meatballs.
Wow.
And I asked, like, I don't ever send stuff back. And I didn't send this pasta back. But I was like, I asked the server, I was like, did I accidentally get gluten-free pasta? Because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. And she's like, no, we don't have that. I'm like, I didn't think you guys had gluten-free on the menu.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Well, here's what was
wrong.
That's
actually insulting to them too, right?
I felt bad saying something. I felt bad. I felt really bad even bringing it up. But here's what was wrong with the pasta. It had no chew to it whatsoever. It was like completely dissolved in my mouth. It was like spetzel or something. Like it was almost like the gluten didn't form in the pasta. Wait,
was it spaghetti?
It was spaghetti.
So that's like a firmer pasta. It's not even like super thin.
Of it was not pasta. It is very difficult for me to describe. It wasn't even that, oh, this, I mean, it was overcooked.
Right.
But the texture was also weird.
Right, because overcooked, you can still kind of eat sometimes depending. But if it had a weird texture as well.
It was overcooked, but also not soft, but not chewy. It did not taste like pasta.
Oh my God.
I feel like the gluten wasn't developed
in it. So what happened?
I don't know.
But what did you do? Did you return it or?
No, I ate half of it because I was starving. You don't understand. Like I went all day yesterday without eating enough food. And I was out at a place until 9 p.m. in Silver Lake last night. And so I needed to go eat and I just decided on Bottega Louie for whatever reason.
Yeah. I've never been there.
It's cute. They have the macarons there. People
have bought those for me.
That was like they were like so popular because of the macarons.
Yeah.
For like a long time, like years ago, but which are delicious. I couldn't believe it. And I don't like putting restaurants on blast. That's why they're fine. They're not going to go out of business because of this show.
No. It's not like a new restaurant.
They're not a new struggling restaurant. I just want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. I've just never had a desire to go there. It doesn't look like the food would be good to me. I'm not saying it is or isn't. It just seems a little touristy.
It kind of is.
Yeah. And maybe it got that way. I don't know. I think I also always think it's Bocca di Beppo or something. I always put them together.
It is way different than that. It is way different. It's like very marbly inside.
Yeah.
It's like very, it's kind of like frilly, but...
Yeah, I just, for some reason, I've always judged it. I don't know why. Maybe it's my East Coast coming out where I'm like, that's not Italian food.
It's not Italian. It's like French.
It is?
Yeah, but they have pizza and pasta.
Yeah, it's like, I'm always kind of like, no.
It's like a combo. It's like French and Italian.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I always think of it as Italian more.
It's good, and I really was excited to go just because I was like, oh, I want to get... And I have had like a good meal there before.
Yeah.
It's not like my favorite restaurant. I've only been there like 3 times. But right. I was so stunned that this pasta didn't taste like pasta.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. And I wasn't going to press the issue because it was late at night.
Right.
We were like, I mean, there were other customers in the restaurant at this point, but I was like, this server just wants to get home. Like, right. You know, it's the end of the night. Like, I'm not going to press this issue. She didn't have anything to do with this. I just want to know what happened to my pasta.
I can't believe you didn't cry.
I kind of did inside, but you know what? I was just grateful that the 2 meatballs it came with were delicious.
Yeah. Did you have bread at least?
The bread is fantastic there.
Okay.
They do give you a big hunk of, like a big baguette.
Okay.
For the table with butter. And the bread is fabulous.
Yeah.
So I did eat a lot of the bread and I was happy with that.
Did you get dessert?
I got a fruit tart to go. And I ate half of it last night.
That's so depressing.
It was like crumbly almost.
Bad pasta is just so bad. That's why I'm so picky, I think, because I will get too upset. if I have bad pasta. I need to know it's good.
This sauce was great too. The pasta sauce, the pomodoro sauce, was really great.
Yeah.
So it was just devastating to have this horrible carrier.
Yeah. No.
This weird.
Also, when you go for pasta, it's like you're already kind of like, I'm going to get some pasta.
So you're it's like excited. To
have that moment stolen from you is and devastating.
I never don't finish my pasta plate.
No.
I eat that whole thing and sometimes I'm like, you know what? I could eat another bowl of this.
No. I always finish it too and want more.
For me to only eat half of something at a restaurant, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
I'm always in the clean plate club.
If they knew you, it's like a regular, they would have been like, what's going on?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That's sad.
It made me kind of sad last night.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Great. And ending on another sad note.
Well, it's a funnier sad note.
The stakes are less high.
Absolutely.
The stakes are less high than our beloved cat dying, Nacho.
Yeah. I'm so sad.
What else is going on? What are you going to eat this week?
I don't have any plans. My only big thing that I'm doing is quilting. That's my new thing. Mm. So I'm in the process of making... I have quilting tonight.
You're in a class.
Yes. And I have a really cute fabrics that are Halloween fabrics.
Nice.
So I'm making a Halloween quilt. And some of the fabrics I just realized have some glow-in-the-dark elements.
Oh, fuck, Desi. That's great.
Isn't that cute? I didn't even realize... Because there's this one that's black with little eyes and it's glow in the dark. And I was like, how am I going to, I need to get really dark because I can see those eyes glowing.
I love it.
It's a super cute fabric company though. I'm like obsessed with all of their fabrics. This other fabric company I'm obsessed with has an out of stock set that I really want to get. That's called Kitty Road. So it's all kind of neon with cats. And one of the fabrics in the line is really cute, stylized cat food cans. What? That's what the fabric print is.
Oh my God.
Like neon cat food fake cans. It's so cute though. And it's like super designer looking. So it's like chic.
Yeah. Wow. I need to see this.
But it's the ultimate.
It doesn't sound chic. So I need to see this.
It is chic because it's like neon, like really cute artist designs.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
None of this sounds neon cat food cans. I need to see. Can you pull this up right now?
Yes.
I need to confirm that this is chic.
Well, I mean, it's chicer than it sounds. How about that?
I'm jealous you're doing quilting. I would love to know how to quilt.
It's not as hard as you think to do a basic quilt. Okay, so this is the main print in the set. So there's a cat.
Oh yeah, that is a lot chicer than you described.
Well, it's hard to describe. Let me find the cat can. Because the cat can really is where I'm like, I need this fabric. Because it's so cute with like this little toile. So here's the cat can. Oh fuck, oh my God, I hate pop-ups. Sorry. Things just popping up. It's like, get off my internet. So that's the one you, so you would quilt with like the cat can. They're cat food, so they have like a little fish on the...
It's giving Todd Oldham circa 1994, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, and then there's like
that.
A pink one. So you would quilt that with the, you know, the cats are super cool. Like
yeah.
That fabric is cute.
It's cute, Desi.
So this designer I really love, and she does a lot of bright kind of colors.
I think it's cute.
So
I approve. I was just picturing like, you know, when people
it's
have,
like you hear neon, it's like,
well,
what?
I was like somebody's scrubs, like, you know, scrubs got real cute.
Yes.
Over the years.
No, I'm only doing designer chic fabrics.
Okay, good.
By artists, who I like, or like fabric designer artists. And I have a bunch of them and it's freaking expensive.
Do you bring your own fabric to this place?
No, I did buy it at the place, but I picked out my own fabric designs.
Right.
And she likes the fabric designers that I like. So
okay.
She often has them and then she can order ones I want. This person, this fabric line is retired.
Oh.
So I can only get it.
What is it, a Beanie Baby?
Yeah, it's fucking true. Look, I'm entering a world of quilting that is insane. Like it is, like I'm going to honestly, they have like a thing you can go to. like a convention. And I'm like, I need to go.
Wow.
Because this is like up there with tablescaping. This like I am entering this world and I'm like, I need to go like dress like a thought with all these Utah mommy bloggers who are into quilting.
Wait a minute. Can you enter a quilt? Do they have like a quilting contest at the fair? Don't they have quilting?
Oh, they do.
So you could enter this contest.
Now I can.
Now you can.
But I need to get better because those quilts are insane.
I'm jealous I'm not taking this class because I love quilts and I wish I could. And quilts are expensive and I would love to know how to make my own quilt.
Well, it's really easy and you should take this class. This place is great. If you're on the east side of LA, it's in Eagle Rock and they have tons of sewing classes. And you can go during the day if you want to work on your stuff outside of the class. And you can just...
Well, what's it called?
It's called Meraki. It's on Colorado. It's right across from Trader Joe's in Eagle Rock. And it's super cute craft place. It's like a craft lounge. So I've gone during the week. You pay $10 an hour and you can just work there using their sewing machines and all their equipment to work on your sewing stuff. And it's nice to get out of the your house.
Do they teach you how to use a sewing machine?
Well, I already knew how.
Well.
But they do teach you. There's a beginning sewing class.
Yeah.
And they have all the equipment. It's so cool. I've been wanting to do this, but there wasn't one near me. So it was like, hell yeah. Now I'm single-handedly keeping her in business.
Wow.
So I buy a lot of fabric because I already have plans for 4 more quilts. So you can get a quilt too. Possibly.
You're going to give me a quilt?
I can make you a quilt.
For Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to make you a cat food can. Well, I don't know if I'll get it done by then because I already have 4 going.
You got 4 quilts going?
I got 4, yeah.
Damn, dude. But this is like your whole other life I don't know about.
Well, I just started 2 weeks ago and I'm already
But you're like deep in the quilt game.
You know how you go deep though when you start.
What happened to crocheting?
I'm still doing that. I have my blanket going. This class just popped up and I was like, I always wanted to take it. I just jumped on it.
Yeah.
Because Sam from Vanity Beauty Collective was taking it and she's like, do it with me. And I was like, okay. And I just signed up immediately and took it right that day. It was like that day. I was like, okay, I don't have any fabric. And I just did it. And the minute I saw how I learned a few tricks and I was like, oh, like it's not as like, I mean, there's obviously way more complicated quilting, but like a basic quilt, a beginner style quilt, you can do pretty fast. So I'll post pictures of it in Discord. I did post some pictures of my cute Halloween fabrics.
Nice.
That are sort of non-traditional Halloween prints. But
I
cute.
Need to do more stuff with my hands these days.
Yes. Anyway, I think it has been very relaxing for me to just go focus for 3 hours. Like I'll be there and I'll be like, holy shit, I've been here 3 hours.
Yeah.
Just cutting my fabric. It's very peaceful for me.
Good.
It's also a project that helps me be exact, which I'm not the best at. I'm very
right.
rustic.
Right.
So it helps me kind of like, oh, I need to be a little more exact, which slows you down more,
right.
which I like. So I highly recommend taking a sewing or quilting class.
That's cool.
For everyone.
That's cool.
Or craft, whatever craft you want. It's really fun. So yeah, that's my exciting quilting journey.
Yeah.
My class tonight, I'm going to put it together with the back and the batting in the middle.
You're in your craft era.
I am.
I think that's cool.
I do like it and I've always wanted to do it, be a crafter.
Yeah.
And I just never have. So it's nice to finally be doing it and getting organized with it and setting it up at my house, but also having a place.
You automatically have shit you can make people for Christmas too.
I know. I'm already planning things to make for people.
That's so cool.
It's so fun.
Because everyone likes a homemade gift.
Right.
Well, especially most people.
Especially from someone who is going to have good taste with it.
Yeah.
You don't want, you know.
You don't want some...
I pick like nice. I love seeing that. That's going to be my new obsession is fabrics.
Right.
Because there's so many cute fabrics now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to trying new techniques of quilting. I'm only doing basics now.
Like the pinwheel.
Yeah, like the triangle. Lining
the triangle
up all
ones.
The, yeah.
Like I love those old American quilts. Like those old ones from like the 1800s.
Yeah.
They're so cool looking.
They're really pretty. I love like there's some modern designs too that are really cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are doing like 70s inspired designs that I love as well.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to trying some more complicated stuff. but we'll see. Let me get through these four.
Wow. I guess that's it.
Okay.
Subscribe to our Patreon for our Patreon Halloween content, patreon.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. There'll be a link in the show notes. Like I said, we just did an after show discussing some very important developments.
Yeah.
In our lives. Very important. Very important. After show number 81. It's a good one. Anyway, we'll be back later this week for our next main episode. Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.